Almighty Yah, we rest upon you. You're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast, Pastor Robert. We do delight in Almighty Yahweh for the opportunity to come unto His people to express unto them the profound truth of this hour. There are many things that are transpiring in this time and in this hour, such calamities upon the face of the earth that has never been before. Distress, perplexity of nations, rulers and kings having no idea as to how to rule, what laws are valuable laws to actually govern the people and keep them under the authority of a mandate that exercises the king, the heart of the king. And so they are constantly changing laws. They must change laws for the homosexuals. They are perverts. They are dogs. That is not the character or the nature of even the beasts. For man to desire another man, nor a woman to desire another woman. That is the nature of some vile creature of darkness, as those of Sodom and Gomorrah. You have such terrorist activities that have always been a part of governments and the government of this nation. We have sown much calamities or distress, perplexities in nations throughout the world. And now we sense that calamity coming back on us as a nation. Why is it? Well, we have sown to the wind, and now we're going to reap the whirlwind. We reject the counsel, the Yahweh. We deny His truth. I want to say emphatically, I do not believe in what men call this conspiracy. I believe in the prophecy of the word of Yahweh. For Scripture says, as Solomon profoundly prophesied by the power of the Spirit of Yahweh, he said, the king's heart is in the hand of Yahweh. If the king is President George Bush, Chirac, whomever he may be, Sharon, makes no difference. Schrader, Putin, Kim, it makes no difference. The king's heart is in the hand of Yahweh. Do you understand the simplicity of that? That Yahweh established all kings. He gives the people just what their heart desire. If it's a President Clinton to a nation that is steeped in adultery and all kinds of perverted sexual activities, so he gives us a Clinton, and then a self-righteous nation that walks in its hypocrisy, proclaiming that it is a righteous nation, and so he gives us a President Bush that declares it's all right to be a Muslim, a pagan, just whatever your vile, filthy heart desire, you can do that. Not so saith the word of Yahweh, but we must understand that the king's heart is in the hand of Yahweh. And Solomon said, as the rivers of water, just as the rivers of water, have you ever seen a torrent, rapid, raging river flowing? He said, as the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Proverbs chapter 21, on verse 1. So the king's heart is in the hand of Yahweh. And whithersoever Yahweh turns the heart of the king, as he does the rivers, he turns the king's heart, whether it is to attack an Iran, a Bosnia, or a Libya, a Haiti, it makes no difference at all. Yahweh is the one that turns the heart of the king. Now there is no conspiracy. It is just simply the manifestation of Yahweh's truth when men deny his profound instructions and his truth. Scripture tells us in Proverbs concerning the wisdom of Yahweh, chapter 1, I want to read a few scriptures to you. It says in Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 22, Yahweh declares, how long, ye simple ones, foolish, your mind is naive. He said, how long will you simple ones love simplicity? And the scorners, the mockers, those that boast, those that with their mockery ways scorn Yahweh. He said, how long will you scorners delight in their scorning? They love to scorn. They love to brag. This nation is a nation of braggadocious. It loves to brag. And it's one thing that a fool does. A fool hates knowledge. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. And how long will you fools hate knowledge? You stupid, you're dull, you're simpleton, you're arrogant, your attitude is full of folly. He said, how long will you fools hate the knowledge, the discernment, the understanding, what wisdom grants unto a man? Now, how long will you hate that? This is a nation that hates knowledge. It hates the knowledge of Yahweh. It is not endeavored to receive this knowledge of Yahweh's truth. And so Yahweh says to them, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23, he says, turn you at my reproof, at my correction, at my openly exposing you. He said, now when you do that, I will pour out my spirit unto you. This nation is one that will not turn her stock market, her riches. She is enamored by the realities of life, by her riches and her folly and all of her frivolity. She despises anything that corrects her. Nation that is full of vanity. Everyone is being cut, plastic surgery, Botox, you name it, they are doing it. Hip replacement, causing their breasts to be augmented, their facial features. They despise even the thought of growing old. They reject that. There's a nation that is full of vanity and folly. The sin of this nation is going to haunt this nation. This vile spirit that has gone forth in this hour. There is no such thing as a civil union. Yahweh ordained one thing, and that is marriage. And this nation is afraid to speak out against it. You have what we call the conservative, quote, Christians, unquote. And yet there is every kind of vile thing taking place within the confines of that vile thing. There are more politicians. They have no power to pray. If a man is a righteous man, the scripture tells us that the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. He doesn't have to compromise with the enemy, trying to legislate things. He doesn't need to legislate. Yahweh will turn the heart of the king if it's Yahweh's will. And so he commands us to turn at his correction. He says, I expose you, I rebuke you, I show you your lying, deceitful ways. He said, if you do that, he said, look, I will pour out my spirit unto you. And when I do that, I will make known my words unto you. Make known your words unto a people that turns when they turn at your reproof. He said, I will pour out my ruah, my spirit, my ruah. I will pour it out upon you. My breath shall overtake you. And then there shall be a revelation that shall charge the inward parts of your soul. My word shall be made known unto you. He said, I want to tell you something, people. He said, because I have called, I have expressed my love toward you. I've uttered the sounds by the voice of my spirit that speaketh throughout the nation and the nations, a warning unto the house. I made known unto you my desire, what is pleasing unto me. He said, and ye refuse me, and you totally reject me. Men today, the name of Yahweh, they reject that vehemently. They despise it. They blaspheme it because they are walking in the nature and the spirit of the beast. Yahweh said, I've stretched out my hand, and no man even regard it. Did not even give attention to it. He was not inclined to extend his heart into my hand. He was not receptive to pay attention or to open his ears unto me. What a statement. No man regarded what I said. He said, you have set at naught nothing. It means nothing to you. It has its negative appeal unto you. You have said it not all of my counsel, and you were none of my reproof. When I showed you your sins, you defied me. You said you're wrong, Yahweh. That is not me. I will not receive that. Your counsel, your instructions, your advice, the purpose you have purpose for me, it means nothing at all. I will not receive your counsel. And as far as your reproof, you can take that and utilize it for yourself. He said, I want to tell you something. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 26. He said, this is what I'm going to do. Now this is your way. Do you hear this, my friends? Are you listening? Are your ears attentive to this broadcast tonight? Yahweh said, I also will laugh. I will mock. I will disregard. I will even laugh at your calamity, your distress, your burden, your perplexities. He said, I will laugh at your calamities. And then Yahweh says, I will mock you when your trepidation or your fear cometh. Fear comes. Yahweh said, I'm going to mock you. He said, when your calamities overtake you, great distress. He said, I will laugh at you. What is this nation experiencing? We're just at the threshold. We're experiencing some form of calamity. The uncertainties of the economy. Jobs being outsourced to every nation around the world. It's because of the greed and the loss of these conglomerates, powerful organizations, and rich, wicked men. That's where holy shall a rich man enter into the kingdom. Yet they are crying about the jobs. They don't know what to do. And they're creating a hatred for people in India and all of their pagan mysticism and their unrighteous satanic ways. The government is satanic. So is the government of America. And so you find such animosity being created. And they have done that to cause the calamities to be seized the hearts of the people. And they began to fear. I'm going to lose my home. I'm going to lose my brand new Mercedes-Benz or my Escalade. Yahweh said, I'm going to mock you. I'm going to literally mock you, scorn you, and deride you. For you have confidence in these things. My friends, America, the calamity, the depression, and the very trial that shall overtake this nation shall never be as it's been before. It will be one that is so perplexing that men will seek death and they will not even have the courage to die. They will lay God in their mouths, and they will not even know how to even end their lives because of that pressing force of darkness. That Yahweh is going to open the curtains of the comic heavens, and all those powers and spirits that have been bound in chains in outer darkness, He's going to open up the corridor of the heavens, and they're going to come in. We can see the tribulation now. Yahweh, because of His long-suffering and His mercies, He's going to make sure that the house of Israel is sealed. He cannot allow anything to be hurt, only those that have not the seal of Yahweh. And those that have not the seal of Yahweh today, they are in such dire straits. They don't know where to turn. They can't turn to Yahweh. There is no desire to turn unto Him. He said, I'm going to mock you. He's going to mock this nation. The politicians are liars and deceivers. They play on the emotions of the people. They pit the Caucasians against the African-Americans, and the Mexicans against the African-Americans, and against the Caucasian. They cause such division amongst ethnicity and races, and yet all flesh is nothing but as a blade of grass. It has no value unless it has the breath and the life of Yahweh dwelling in it. And many today despise that truth. They despise the name of Yahweh. Preachers that call themselves preachers, they hear the truth. And they know that it is the truth. And they will reject that. They are afraid to say that they were wrong. Well, I'm not afraid to say that. It's a spirit of arrogance and haughtiness. The Father has a name. His name is not Jesus Christo. The name is only 500 years old at the maximum. There's no J in the Hebrew or even the Greek language today. And the I, even in the consonant form, gave you the sound of Y as in year. And so the name Jesus could never be a name or the name of your Y. It could never. You cannot constitute that name as being the name of the Father. And if the name of the Father is Jesus, then the Son's name is Jesus too. He came in the name of the Father. He is your way. He is your. He came to assure us of that salvation of your way. This is your way's purpose. And I came in that purpose, the Yeshua of your way, the salvation, the strength of the hope of Almighty Yahweh. He always says, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 26. I will laugh at your calamities, and I will mock you when fear come at. What a fearful sight and thing in this nation. We have gone over to Iraq. We have devastated a country. Yet we have our amber alerts, our red, orange alerts. And the people are terrorized even more so now than even before the onslaught of Afghanistan and Iraq. Why? Because there is no confidence in Yahweh. He's going to cause the calamities to come upon America, my friend. We find and see that. Find a conglomeration as the Bank of America and fleet tooling or bringing their resources together, and they will have and own 1/10 of the whole wealth of this nation. What an abomination. And the CEOs will make probably $500 million to buy one out, to buy the fleet CEO out, that he may take a subservient position in Bank of America. They will rob the wealth and the monies of those that actually think that they have wealth. It is an illusion of wealth, my friend. That is why they don't even trust the dollars today. You go to buy anything with a $20 bill, 50 or 100. It is such fearful, unrelentless pressure upon the people. They can't even discern. They don't even know if it's a true 20 or a $50 bill. Calamities and fear. You always said, I'm going to mock you. I'm going to make fun of you. When your fear cometh, you're going to look for someone, but there will be no help. Look at what Scripture says. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 27. Yahweh said, when your fear cometh as desolation, to make you empty. That's what desolation is. There will be an emptiness there. You will find darkness. There will be no ability to cry out and to praise the mighty name of Almighty Yahweh. He says that when your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, my, what a ferocious storm that is. As the storm of Euroclodon, or as a torrent, tornado, hurricane, or tsunami. He said, when your destruction, you tell me, Yahweh, that that is how the calamity and the distress is going to come upon this nation. That is what it is. Your destruction, your calamities, they're going to come as a whirlwind. And he said, and when distress now, you are so troubled and vexed in your soul, you don't even know what to do. You don't know where to turn. And anguish, you are so confined by the constraints of your calamities, and your mind is so perplexed by your distress, and your anguish come upon you. Listen, my friends, listen, you that are listening to this broadcast. He says in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 28, then shall they call upon me. Do you hear this? This is Yahweh talking. He said, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early in the midst of this great trial and perplexity, but they shall not find me. My, what a statement. They will not be able to discern me. They will not be able to detect me. He said, and they will not find me. Why is it they will not be able to find Yahweh? Why is it that man today can't find him? They are searching the parameter of Mars. They desire to discover the very nature of the planet Jupiter. What are their gods? Yet they will not bow on their faces and cry in that only one name that is able to save and to deliver, and that is the name of Yahweh. We'll cry in every kind of pagan God's name. Yet when it comes to the name of this mighty Creator and the King of all kings and the ruler of all rulers, they will not call upon Yahweh. He says, I want to tell you they shall call upon me, but I will not answer. What a sad time it shall be. We find many are calling today, but there is no answer. They pray for the sick, yet they send them to these hospitals, these doctors, homosexuals, perverts, and all manner of evil practices are being done. They just ban a doctor from the hospital because he came in drunk. I'll never forget as I was in a class some years ago with a young man that was changing his profession. He was a nurse in the hospital. And he said, as we were there, very quiet I was, did not interact much with them. Literally not at all. He made a statement. It did not stun me, but it gave me even that greater of assurance to live by faith. I had to trust you always for my healing, for me to live as Messiah, and for me to die is gain. Men say they love your way. They have no faith and no confidence in prayer. They run to vile men, evil men. That love money, their whole practice is for the love of money. Their minds are diluted and twisted by drugs. That's what they use, drugs. They use all kinds of drugs, morphine and opium, all these drugs to dilute the ability to think or the ability to be rational. I'll never forget what the student said. I said like he said it. He said, there is no way. No way in hell, as his expression was, that I will let one of those faggot-ass doctors put his hands on me. They come in drunk. They use drugs. This man was a nurse. He worked with them. There is no way that Yahweh ordained a man or woman to cut over the body of a person. He ordained prayer and elders with effectual fervent prayer, to lay hands, to anoint with oil, not to go to a doctor and them to cut your body and to take out those things that Yahweh put there. They're trying to defy Yahweh. They're doing everything that Yahweh said not to do. He said, they're going to call upon me, but I will not answer them. They will seek me early, but they shall not even find me. They're trying to find him at every kind of event today. They go to their basketball games. He's not there. Their football endeavors, their NASCAR racing. They go to their whorehouses on Sunday, yet they never find the very anointing of the Father in the midst. There's no conviction of sin, corruption. Their vile and evil ways, they continue to promote sin and corruption. He said, you will not be able to find me. You won't be able to discern me. And you won't be able to know me at all. But there is a reason why. The scripture tells us why Yahweh is going to allow this great devastation upon the earth. My friends, it is not the conspiracy of the Illuminatis, the Bilderbergers, the Club of Rome, Skull and Bones, the Masonic Order. It is because Yahweh has the king's heart in his hand. And as the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but Yahweh, he pondereth the heart. He weigh the heart of a man. For what reason? To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to Yahweh than sacrifice. When these kings do not do justice and judgment, then the sacrifice means nothing to Yahweh. He turns the heart of the king, as he does the torrent river as it runs, as the overswell of rain has poured into it. So it is the heart of the king. The overswell of sin and corruption, vile, insidious, wicked things that the king harbored, and he will deal. Yahweh said, I'm going to turn his heart to what? He will turn his heart to reject him. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast, Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope that this broadcast is a delight and that the word of faith is a strength down in your inward parts, that you may thwart the powers of darkness. I do want to hear from you tonight. You that are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast, I want to hear from you by way of a telephone call. You can call me now. Area code 843-658-6222. That is area code 843-658-6222. You that will call me now, I will send you out a book entitled The Heavenly Father's Great Name. All you need to do is leave your name, address, and your zip code. We will send this book out to you as a gift from the Voice of Victory broadcast. You call now. Area code 843-658-6222. Let us know how the broadcast is coming into your area, and we will certainly appreciate that. You always said, they're going to call upon me, but I will not answer them. They will pray vain prayers of repetition, yet it will not grant unto them any kind of reprieval from the great calamities that shall try them. He said, they're going to set their heart, they're going to seek me early in the midst of this great perplexity, but they shall not find me. Is not that the nature of man? When he falls into a deep ravine, when he's covered with troubles and trials, his mind is being pressed on every side, he began to cry out unto his God or Goddess. And all of a sudden, when there is not an answer, he began to resort to his own ways. He always said, they're going to seek me, and they shall not be able to find me. What will cause this mighty Yahweh to do that upon the people? Proverbs chapter 1, verse 29. He said, for that they hated knowledge. A nation that is filled with such pyrotechnology, great accomplishments, man to the moon, rover, the spirit on Mars, and they hate knowledge, they hate the truth, your way, they hate his power, discernment, to reveal unto man his ways that are vile, that are evil and sinful. And this is what man will not do. He did not choose the fear of Yahweh. Man today does not fear Yahweh. He doesn't even fear his, quote, God, nor his, quote, Jesus. He doesn't fear that at all. Now what iota. He did not choose the fear of Yahweh. He did not allow that to be a selected appetite or a selected appetite of his heart. He did not choose that. He has chosen all kinds of things. He has chosen the stock market. He has chosen all kinds of religious participations. But he does not fear Yahweh. There's no fear. His heart doesn't tremble. His mind doesn't glow with gladness when he hears the name of Yahweh. He begins to grow vehemently angry with that name. Yet he will fight against it. I will not fight against the name of Yahweh. Oh, in our ignorance, we speak many things that we don't understand. What about understands? When Yahweh brings one to you that has an understanding, my friend, it behooves you to pay attention, to listen, to hear. You have the Spirit of Yahweh, you will hear. If it's not of Yahweh, you will reject it. You will sit and listen to this broadcast. You know that it is right. He has a name. It's not Jesus. It's not Jehovah. It's Yahweh. And the Son came in that name. Messiah, Yahshua, came in the name of his Father. He said, for that they hated knowledge, and they did not choose the fear of Yahweh. You tell me this nation walks in that kind of a spirit? Why, certainly it does. He said, and they were none of my counsel. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 30. We will not receive the advice, the counsel of Yahweh. Well, what is his counsel? His laws, his commandments, his instructions in righteousness, his understanding. Yet we will not choose any of his counsel. He said, they despise all of my rebuke. He said, when I corrected them, when I chastised them, they despised it. This is a nation that despised the correction of Yahweh. They will not hear what the Father says. You can speak to this religious perverted nation. She despised Yahweh. You can tell these homo perverts, that is what they are. That's inhuman. It's not the nature of a human being. My, what a sad shame. And any man that even agrees with that is lost on his way to hell. He has no spiritual inclination at all. He cannot discern. He has no ability to know or to choose what is right and wrong. I will never sat under any man that will concur with one scintilla, this vile insidious thing that is transpiring in the name of civil unions, homos, men marrying men, women. I will not even denigrate the use of the word marriage concerning that vile, wicked, dark mentality of this crazy, perverted generation. And the reason they are like that, because they despise the counsel of Yahweh. He said to them, you are a man. You don't realize that, then look at your physical body. Woman, you do not realize you're a woman, look at your physical body. If you are a man, then why can't you produce seed to produce a child? You can't do it. Takes the man. You may have that in you, woman, but without the man, you cannot produce at all. And without the woman, the man cannot produce at all. He may have that in him. He can't put it in another man to produce a child. And yet in this nation, we despise that reproof. Yahweh say, when your AIDS and your diseases overtake you, you learn the ways of the heathens. Not even the heathens do that. The things that are mentioned today, the heathens won't even do that. You go to these, what they call the mega whorehouses. They got every kind of homo, pervert. Men dressing like women. Women dressing like men. You don't know the man from the woman. They both in blue jeans. The man trying to look like the woman, hair like the woman. That's an abomination before Yahweh. The woman got earbobs in both of her ears. And the man has them in his ears too. That is pagan practice. You should not be wearing those kinds of things. No daughter of Zion should be dressing herself up like that, painting herself like some Jezebel. You despise that reproof. You will say, well, quote, God looks on the inside and not what's on the outside. He knows what's on the inside. Your wicked, corrupt ways. And it's manifesting in the hoarse way you dress. Dressing like a Jezebel, trying to attract every eye of every man. You have a husband? What a shameful, wicked thing. Man, you dress in such an effeminate way. Your hands are as soft as a woman. Something is wrong with you. You make man to till the soil, to labor. That is what you always did. Not for man to pine away. That's why this nation is the most obese nation in the world. The year 2000, the deaths caused by obesity superseded the deaths of cancer and everything. This is a fat, rich nation. It is so fat and greedy, has so much food to eat, it doesn't even know what to eat, so it gorges itself on all kinds of things, and is still not satisfied. And you always say, they despise my counsel. Even as I counsel them how to walk, how to live, how to dress, they despise that. He said, I want to tell you something, Proverbs 1:31. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. He said, your own ways and the fruit of your own ways shall fall upon you. This nation is so fraught. The heart of this nation is so perverse, so wicked, so arrogant. He said, the frowardness in the heart. He said, man, he devises mischief continuously. And he sowed discord. You always hate these things. He said, when a man does that, when you walk in that kind of spirit, foreignness of your heart, you that speak with your feet and teach with your finger, you that are naughty and a wicked person, you walk with your forward mouth. He said, therefore shall calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. Nothing is going to heal you. There's no healing in this nation. It is because of our frowardness. We have what we call the finest medical facilities in the world. There's no healing. Depression, oppression, mental handicap. They got the Ritalin, Prozac. Their children are wild, wicked, nutty, foolish. Because there's no prayer. There's no law of Yahweh. No commandment. They got television, VCR. Videos and everything except prayer, calling out to Yahweh, assembling themselves together. They got time for everything but Yahweh. He said, this is the forward generation. The mind is perverse. It is wicked. It is vile. It is unclean. He says, and calamity is going to come upon you, and it shall come upon you. You're going to be broken without remedy. And that is what is going to befall this nation. That is what's going to come upon this nation. And it is going to come. It's not a matter of time. It is just the wrath and the vengeance of Yahweh. It's going to be poured out with such great ferociousness that you that are sealed with the Spirit, the name of Yahweh in your forehead, you're the only ones that's going to escape this mighty death, that shall overcome the nation. You may die, but there is a hope in your death. Precious in the sight of Yahweh is the death of his saints. So it is a precious thing to commit our ways unto Almighty Yahweh, that we would walk in the counsel and the knowledge of his truth. For the calamity is going to come, my friend. It's already moving torrently with a swift pace toward the ultimate calamities and vexations that shall fall upon the earth. It is coming, my friends. We better get our hearts right with the Father we better begin to call upon Him with a sincere desire, with our hearts truthfully, willingly, desiring to please Almighty Yahweh in all things. This nation is not one that desire that kind of truth and that kind of love. This is a nation that will not receive the correction of Yahweh, will not walk in the mighty counsel of Almighty Yahweh. Who all said even unto those that were assembled at tabernacle, the gatherings throughout Rome, as you address this letter to the Gentiles, he said, who shall separate us from the love of Messiah? Shall tribulation, or distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or perils, or the sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, I tell you, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that love us. That is the only way you're going to overcome is that power, that pure love of Yahweh toward you. And you loving Him. He commanded us to love Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, strength. To love Him above all things. And then we love our neighbors, even as we love ourselves. And upon them, that foundational truth hinge all the laws of Almighty Yahweh. And that is the truth. There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. Messiah said upon the earth, distress of nation, anguish, perplexities, such gnawing pains. And the nations, they don't know what to do today. The terrorists have them perplexed. As in Spain today, nearly 200 people died, 1,200 plus injured, yet they have no alternative, no way to stop the distress of the nation with perplexities. My, you mean with perplexities? A mind that is so perplexed, it doesn't even know how to rationalize. Help us, Yahweh, that we may understand with great understanding these things, these calamities and perplexities that shall overtake the nations and the world, because they have not chose the fear of Yahweh, but they have walked after their Baals, their lords, their gods, their created beings that they identify as being the mighty one, and the one of great power, and the one of anointing. But that is not so. Who's going to do this? Yahweh is going to do it. How do you know that? For scripture says in Zephaniah, chapter 1, verse 15, that day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble. What day is it? Well, it's the great day of Yahweh, and it's near. It is near and it's hastened greatly. Even the voice of the day of Yahweh, the mighty men shall cry bitterly. You hear that? They shall cry with pains. It shall be a painful cry in the morning. That day is a day of wrath. And that's the day of Yahweh. It's a day of overflowing excess fury. He's going to pour it out in an arrogant way. No one is going to be able to stop Him. He says it's going to be a day of trouble. The hearts are going to be caught in a strait. They won't even know which way to turn. They can't turn to Him. They will have no confidence in the flesh. There's going to be a day of distress. My, what a day. Mind so perplexed. Cannot even function. Will not even serve any purpose at all. He said, day of wasteness, darkness, devastation. The land shall be ruined. He said, it's going to be desolation. Nothing. Nothing there. Nothing to fulfill to fill the soul of his emptiness. The day of darkness. My. For by every kind of vow creeping things shall move freely upon the earth. There'll be a mind, the minds will be so dark, they will not even know how to cry. And of gloominess, such dark wickedness. You ever been in a place where it seems so gloomy? You could feel it? That is what that day is like. A day of gloominess. A day of clouds and thick darkness. It's the day of the trumpet. An alarm against the fenced city, against this nation. Her nuclear armament, her power to destroy. She is a fenced city, she is. Against the fenced cities, and against the high towers, her satellites, her ability to fly, her phantom jets and bombers. Yahweh said, and I will bring distress upon men. Do you hear that? So it's not the conspirators, it's Yahweh. He said, I will bring distress upon men, and they shall walk as blind men. Blind leading the blind, they both fall into the ditch. They shall walk as blind men. Because, you hear this, Zephaniah, chapter 1, verse 17, because they have sinned against Yahweh, and their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as dung. Cow ways, hawk ways. It should be as bowls of dung. No purpose at all. He said, I want to tell you something. Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 18. Neither shall their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of Yahweh's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his indignation, his passion. He is going to be devoured. For he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. That is the word of Yahweh. Hear ye the word of Yahweh. Give ear unto what the Father speaks unto this generation and unto this people. You that are walking in his covenant, the law and the mercies, the love of Yahweh. David said, hear me. I call on you, Almighty Yahweh, of my righteousness. He said, thou hast enlarged me. He must enlarge us. When I was in distress, you enlarged us. You opened our hearts to understand. You gave us enough in the inward parts to trust you. He said, thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. They shall seek me early, said, and shall not find me. Our sincere devotion unto Yahweh, a desire to please him, brings about this enlargement as we grow in the knowledge of his truth and understanding. He brings us to fruitful knowledge of whom he truly is. We must, as these sorrows compass us. He said, there shall be many sorrows. These are the beginnings of sorrows. The sorrows of hell compass about me, and the snares of death prevented me. But David said, in my distress, I call upon Yahweh. And I cried unto my father. He heard my voice out of his house. And my cry came up before him, even into his ears. That's our assurance that we are his. And in this distress, we are going to cry out unto him. I call upon Yahweh in my distress. Yahweh answered me. And he set me in a large place. He's going to answer his people. He's going to set them in that wide place. They will know without a shadow of a doubt that their Redeemer is the Master. He is the Ruler. He is the Mighty One. And there is none like him. no other like him. No one can walk, can give us the strength to walk in this renewed manner of life, but Almighty Yahweh. Lamentation says, chapter 1, verse 20, behold, O Yahweh, for I am in distress, my bowels are troubled, my heart is turned within me. Why? For I have grievously rebelled. Abroad the sword bereaved, at home there is as death. Because you have grievously rebelled against Yahweh. And that is why the distress shall fill the bowels of men. Their heart shall fail them because of fear. My friends and listeners, if there's ever a time, as the old saints would say, we need to pray, it is now. If there's ever a time we need to have the fear of the name of Yahweh in our souls, we need that now in our souls. We must fear this mighty Yahweh. You women must dress in a way that's pleasing unto him. You men must dress in a way that's pleasing unto him. Yahweh is coming. And Messiah, he is the hope. Because he came in the body of flesh to give us hope in the very power, strength, and the anointing of the name of the Father. And we must walk in that mighty name, because that is our preserving power. May the peace of Yahweh rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. I do want to hear from you. I want you that are listening to sit down and take this address. I want to hear from you. Send your letters of support